Phuket tremors to last a month. Sumatra quake causes southern fault to shift. Phuket will be shaken by a series of mild tremors for about a month following the 4.3 magnitude earthquake that hit the resort island on Monday, seismologists have warned. Minor earthquakes of around 1 to 2 on the Richter scale could occur in the province in the coming weeks until an active fault line finishes adjusting itself, said Suwitko Suwan, director of the Mineral Resources Department Active Fault Research Division, yesterday. A 4.3 magnitude earthquake was detected in Tambun Si, Suntorn in Talang District at 4:44 p.m. on Monday, prompting locals and tourists to flee buildings in panic. The quake was generated by a small branch of the Klong Marui fault line spanning Suratani, Krabi, and Pana provinces. Mr. Suwit said the two major earthquakes measured at 8.6 and 8.2 near Indonesia's Sumatra Island last Wednesday might have sparked the movement of the Klong Marui fault line, leading to the Phuket tremors. Another active fault line that might have been affected by the Sumatra quake was the 270-kilometer Renang fault line, which lies across Renang, Chumphon, and Pachuapkirikan provinces, he said. 9 aftershocks were detected following the Phuket earthquake. The latest one, measured at 3.1, took place about noon yesterday. Lutsin Raksakunwong, the Environmental Geology and Geohazard Bureau director, played down fears of a major earthquake in the country. The largest earthquake ever in Thailand was magnitude 5.9 at Kanchanaburi province in 1983, said Mr. Lutsin. Phuket Deputy Governor Somkiet Songkhao Sutirak yesterday declared Talang District an earthquake disaster zone to facilitate compensation payments for people affected by Monday's tremors. Local authorities surveyed the damage in Talang District and found 33 houses sustained cracks in Bang Bakam and Bang Kuantahan villages in the Tambun Si Suthon area. No injuries were reported. Mr. Somkiet said local officials would also check buildings aged between 80 and 120 years in Phuket City, as well as high-rises, to prepare earthquake response measures. Somjit Singh Kong, a quake-affected villager from Tambun Si Suntorn, said Monday's earthquake was the biggest she had ever experienced. Villagers are now living in fear as the tremors occurred many times. We want the government to install a warning system in our neighborhood. The system can save our lives in case of a major disaster, she said. Prime Minister Ying Lakshinawat yesterday ordered state authorities to improve the disaster warning system and insisted her government was not reckless with regard to the issue. However, she admitted to some flaws in communication between authorities during emergency periods. She also suggested local people use SMS to communicate instead of making phone calls after Phuket's mobile network was overloaded following Monday's earthquake. Ta Kon Tantasit, Secretary General of the National Broadcasting and Telecommunications Commission, said he has asked public broadcasters and amateur radio networks to help report earthquakes to the public.